This is the River Laggan. It's quite prone to flooding from time to time. And I recently read a book entitled Into the Wild. It's about a young man from the United States of America. His name was Chris McCandless. He came from a very wealthy home. He was very well educated. He had just graduated from university. It seems that he had a bright future in front of him, but he had an adventurous spirit. And so he left home to go backpacking. And in 1992, having emptied his bank account, some $20,000, and given all of the money away to charity, he ditched his car and he burned whatever money he had, and he set out into the Alaskan wilderness to live off the land. He crossed a great river. In the winter time, the water levels were very low because the snow hadn't melted. And he kept walking for quite a number of miles and came across an old disused bus from the Alaskan Railway Company, I think it was. It was just abandoned in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness, and he set up camp in that bus. After a number of weeks there, maybe a couple of months, he decided he would return from Alaska, maybe go back home again. And so he gathered up his backpack, his belongings, made his way back down towards the river in the early spring. But by this time, the snow had begun to melt and the river was in full spate, and it was impossible for him to cross it. So he went back upstream again, back to the old disused bus, and again tried to live off the land. He'd been there, they estimate, for about 4 months, and he died of starvation. He was found dead by another group of backpackers later on in that bus. And the tragedy was that just upstream a little bit up that river, maybe 10 or 15 minutes walk from where he had originally tried to recross it, there was a pulley system, a steel cable across the river with a basket on it that some workers had used to transport goods and materials back and forward across the river. And he could have been saved, he could have been rescued if he'd only taken that short walk upstream, but he was ignorant of the fact that the very instrument that could have served to save him and bring him across the river was upstream. He was ignorant of it, and so there's a very real sense in which he perished needlessly. And there are multitudes in our world just like that young man. They have an adventurous spirit. They want to experience freedom, and so they in a sense become a law unto themselves. But then sometimes they get to a stage where they think there's no hope, there's no purpose, there's no reason for going on. And they give up and they despair of life. And they faint, as the Bible says, they faint for hunger, they faint for want of living bread. And yet just within a prayer's distance, a few steps of simple childlike faith, there's a way whereby we can be saved and set free and delivered. And that's through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think especially of this country of ours that is so lost, and multitudes within it have no hope, no purpose, and they faint for want of living bread. And yet, virtually within walking distance of every home within this land of ours, there will be someone who knows the gospel. There will be a place of worship that opens the Bible and preaches the gospel. Within most of our homes, somewhere there will be a copy of the Bible, and then the Word of God is unfolded, the great plan of God's salvation. And the tragedy is that people perish needlessly. The Bible asks a great question: how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Everything that you need to have purpose in life, assurance for eternity, hope in death, peace in your heart, reconciliation with God, everything that you and I need has been purchased for us at great cost by the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, come, for all things are now ready. Don't perish needlessly, but come to Christ. Give him your heart and give him your life.